ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله أرسله ربه رحمة للعالمين. قد يسأل سائل ويقول: يا عم الشيخ مصطفى، فعلنا كل شيء قلته في الأسبوع الماضي من مسألة العلم وتزكية النفس ومصاحبة الصالحين إلى غير ذلك، طب لماذا يأتي الناس يوم القيامة هكذا؟
عشان كده لابس كده
يخلصين. بعض الإخوة كان يسألني لماذا ألبس جينز اليوم؟ لهذا السبب. Because I don't have pockets in my jalabi. Some people ask, okay, we did everything you told us in the past week. We studied Islam, we have some knowledge, we have a good company, we have purified our hearts. So now what is the problem? Why do many people come on the Day of Judgment broke? They have nothing in their pockets, okay? And the reason I'm dressed in jeans, because I have big pockets in my jeans. I don't have pockets in my jalabis. Okay, the reason is, إنه بعض الناس عنده ثقب في جيوبه لما يعمل الحسنات. كيف يصنع العمل الصالح أعمال صالحة كثيرة ثم يفسدها بالسيئات فتنقص حسناته حتى يصير مفلسا؟ من قال هذا؟ لست أنا. قال ذلك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الصحيح الذي رواه أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه، وهو في صحيح مسلم. فأقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أتدرون من المفلس؟ قالوا: يا رسول الله، المفلس فينا من لا درهم له ولا متاع. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن المفلس من أمتي من يأتي يوم القيامة بصلاة وزكاة وصيام، وقد ضرب هذا وشتم هذا وسرق مال هذا، فيأخذ هذا من حسناته وهذا من حسناته، حتى إذا فنيت حسناته ألقي عليه من سيئاتهم ثم طرح به في النار والعياذ بالله. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم calls the people who make a lot of حسنات, then they lose and they waste the reward for their good deeds. He called them broke. Broke. So these people have holes in their pockets. Every time they do something good, they lose the reward for their good deeds. So on the Day of Judgment, they will come with their pockets empty. So the Prophet ﷺ says in an authentic hadith narrated by Imam Muslim, and it is reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet ﷺ is asking his Sahaba, do you know who the broke is? He's asking about the definition of the broke. So the Sahaba said that the broke among us is the one who doesn't have money, the one who doesn't have property, nothing. Broke. So the Prophet ﷺ said, no. On the Day of Judgment, the broke among my ummah is the one who has done a lot of fasting, a lot of prayers, a lot of charity. But in the meantime, they also insulted this, they backbited this, they stole the money of this. So these people who were wrong, they will take from this person's good deeds. They will take all the hasanats. And until all the hasanats are gone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take from the evil deeds of these people who were wrong and put them on this person, and he will be thrown in the hellfire. So you have to treasure your good deeds. لا بد أن تحافظ على حسناتك. فهذا هو ميراثك في الآخرة. Don't lose the reward of the good deeds. بعض الناس يعني يصوم طول النهار 27 ساعة إذن صيام، ويصلي 7 مرات إذن تنبط نار طويل، ثم يضيع ثواب للصلاة والصيام في ضرب فلان وغيبة فلان وغش فلان وسرقة فلان، حتى يأتي آخر اليوم ما في حسنات. So some people, they fast 19, 20 hours in Edmonton, and they pray all the time in the masjid, and they give charity. So say for example, they have 1,000 hasanat in their records of deeds, but they look at a beautiful woman for 30 minutes. Yeah, it's the first look, but it lasted for 30 minutes. And they insult this, and they backbite this, and they steal from this. So you have 300 hasanat gone out of the 1,000. Then they cheat on someone, another 200 gone. They hit the imam hard when they play soccer with him at the Grand Trunk Field Sundays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. sharp. That is 700 gone. حتى إنه بعض الناس يعني كانوا يصلي في المسجد وبعدين بسألوا بعض الإخوة يعني لماذا تنظر إلى السيدات يعني في الشارع قال يا أخي نحن مأمورون بالنظر في بديع صنع الله. This guy, he used to pray. Okay, he used to pray. And they asked him one time, why do you keep looking at beautiful women? Okay, he said, we are ordered in the Quran to look into the beauty of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is a criminal and mufti at the same time. طيب ايه الاشكالية؟ مسألة ان يكون عندك حسنات وتضيعها في الكلام الفاضي. ايه الاشكالية؟ اشكالية كبيرة. Why is it so that some people earn the حسنات the hard way? Fasting, salah, charity, wake up at 3:30 in the morning to pray, fasting for 20 hours in the summer, and they lose it the easy way. On the day of judgment, one hasana will make a difference in your life. You should look at it this way. Hasana wahida tafriq bayna darajatika fil jannah min daraja ila daraja. Ma'roof in al-jannah darajat al-firdaws al-a'la wa kadha wa kadha. There are different levels. In Jannah, one hasana wallahi can make a difference in the level you go to in Jannah. It can take you from the middle of the Jannah to the basement of the Jannah, right? And what's even worse, one hasana can take you from the basement of Jannah to the bottom of the hellfire. Sahih? Walayyadu billah. Fa ya'ti al-insan ila ahlihi yatasawwal minhum al-hasanat حتى يرفع درجاته في الجنة أو حتى ينتقل من النار إلى أسفل الجنة فيأتي إلى زوجته مثلا ويقول زوجتي العزيزة يعني كنت لك خير زوج كنت بشتري لك ذهب ومجوهرات ومهيصك على الآخر تقول له مش فاكر طب كنت بوديك إلى حلقات ومش عارف إيه وبجيب لك أحسن أكل والله مش فاكر. So the person will come on the day of judgment begging people to give them only one hasana to change his position in Jannah from the bottom of the hellfire to the basement of Jannah. He will go to his wife and say, my beloved wife, I used to buy you jewelry all the time, so give me one hasana. She will say, being frank with you, I don't remember the thing about the jewelry. Okay, I took you to a vacation in Hawaii. Okay, I forgot. And this is the thing about women, most of you know. Some women, not all of them, they forget most of the good things that you do to them. They only remember the one time that you didn't take her to her mom's. But they will forget about the jewelry, the restaurants, the vacations, everything. And the same is also true for the husband. اللي الزوج هتروح لزوجها تسأله حسنة واحدة حتى تنتقل من النار إلى أسفل الجنة أو من درجة في الجنة إلى درجة أخرى وتقول لك يعني زوجي الحبيب كنت أطبخ لك وبغسل لك وبحبك وبعمل لك كل حاجة فأقول لها والله يعني أنا عندي سر خطير أنا كنتش بحب الأكل بتاعك بصراحة. So the wife will go to her husband begging for a hasana to move from the bottom of the hellfire to the basement of Jannah, and he will remind her, she will remind him of how nice she was to him. She used to cook to him all the delicious food, and he will say, honey, I have bad news for you. I never liked your food, so leave me alone. هذا ما يحكيه الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم أين؟ يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه صاحبة هي الزوجة كل إنسان يفر من الآخر. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us in the Quran that on the day of judgment, because of all the things that I mentioned, that the father will run from his son, and the wife from her husband, the husband from his wife, and the daughter from her mother, and the mother from her daughter. This one will happen. So if you earn hasanat the hard way, don't lose it the easy way. And we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُعَلِّمَنَا وَيَنْفَعُنَا وَيَنْفَعُنَا بِمَا عَلَّمَنَا. And the question yesterday was, if someone is a traveler, and he or she combined Maghrib and Isha together, can they pray Qiyam al-Layl or Shafa with Tarawih right after, or should they wait till the Adhan for Isha? To start with, they don't have to pray optional prayers. But if they do pray, they don't have to wait for the Adhan of Isha, because they already prayed Isha. The question for today, someone missed... Yeah, who won? Me. The winner today is Sister Riman Osman. Riman Osman. Is there anyone to take the prize for her? Yes, inshallah. Don't lose it. Okay, the question for today. Someone missed some days in Ramadan, like 2 years ago. But for some reason, for 2 years, who is she? He or she, they didn't make up the days for no excuse. There's no valid reason why they shouldn't have fasted those days. يعني بعض الناس منذ سنتين أو ثلاثة أفطر أياما من رمضان لعذر. ثم بعد ذلك لمدة سنتين أو ثلاثة ما قضوا هذه الأيام بغير عذر. فما هو الحكم في هذه الحالة؟ ما عليهم في هذه الحالة؟ If you know the answer, inshallah, email me before tomorrow, عصر at cicimam@gmail.com. جزاكم الله خير.